Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Tian Guo Marching Band's debut in Philadelphia Veterans Day Parade, Germany, Falun Gong Billboard, part of 25th anniversary celebrations for Nuremberg's Way of Human Rights Monument, Peshtera, Bulgaria, children cultivate their hearts and minds thanks to Falun Dafa. Medical professor, killing people for organs is below the bottom line. Forbes article exposes Chinese communist regime's illegal organ harvesting practice. And Israel, Falun Dafa family event. Now for the stories.
Tian Guo Marching Band's debut in Philadelphia Veterans Day Parade. The fourth annual Philadelphia Veterans Day Parade was held in the first U.S. Capitol, the birthplace of the Declaration of Independence. On Sunday, November 4th, the parade and a series of celebrations drew patriotic crowds and local media. Among the parade entries was the Falun Gong group Tian Guo Marching Band. It was their first time performing in the event. The parade was made up of over 150 groups and 3,000 participants. The Tian Guo Marching Band was the only Chinese group as well as the large group in the parade. Lisa Jackson from South New Jersey held a poster at the event that read, "Thank you, veterans." Her father served in the Air Force and father-in-law in the Navy. She said she joined the event to thank all the military service members for their contributions to the country. It was the first time she had seen the Tian Guo Marching Band, and she said that their performance was fantastic. She had a flyer introducing Falun Gong, and she said she was very curious. She appreciated that the practice was not only physical exercise, but also involved improving the mind according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Charlotte Ray came from a Philadelphia suburb and was waving an American flag. When the Tian Guo Marching Band passed by her, she shouted out to thank the band. She said her uncle served in the Vietnam War, and she attended this event to thank all the veterans. Visiting from Massachusetts, Connie Griffin said she thought the Tian Guo's performance was outstanding and the music was uplifting. Beside the band's original performance pieces, they also performed the U.S. National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner for the event. Ms. Zhou, the conductor of Tian Guo Marching Band, explained that because the band members are practitioners of Falun Gong, which is rooted in traditional Chinese culture, the mission of their performing is to revive traditional values, kindness, and beauty.
Germany, Falun Gong Billboard, part of 25th anniversary celebrations for Nuremberg's Way of Human Rights Monument. A large poster showing Falun Gong practitioners on Tiananmen Square appealing for an end to the persecution was one of the 25 large billboards on display in Nuremberg, Germany, to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Way of Human Rights, an outdoor monument. Bearing the title, "For 19 years, Falun Gong practitioners in China have had no human rights," the Falun Gong billboard was on display from October 22nd to November 2nd, 2018. The billboard featured a large photograph of several Falun Gong practitioners holding banners with the characters for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, as they petitioned on Tiananmen Square in Beijing. A Chinese policeman has ripped banners away from several practitioners and holds the crumpled banners in his hands. There are several dozen Chinese onlookers. One of the three small photographs in the lower section of the billboard shows two plainclothes policemen holding a Falun Gong practitioner to the ground. One of the police officers is trampling on the face of the practitioner. Many onlookers are shown in the photograph. Another small photograph shows a mother holding her young daughter in one arm and a photo of their former family of three in the other. The father of the child was tortured to death in China for practicing Falun Gong. A sentence in German between the large and small photos reads, "Falun Gong is persecuted for its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Each of the human rights-themed billboards measures 11.5 feet wide and about 6.5 feet high. The billboards were part of a series of activities organized by the Nuremberg city government to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Way of Human Rights. Photographs of the posters will go into an archive, and the government will also be making videos to promote information about the activities through different channels. The city of Nuremberg, which is located in Bavaria in central Germany, gradually made efforts to become the human rights capital of Germany following the trials of the Nazis in the wake of World War II. Construction of the 100-meter-long Way of Human Rights was part of these efforts and was completed next to the German National Museum in downtown Nuremberg on October 24, 1993.
Peshtera, Bulgaria. Children cultivate their hearts and minds thanks to Falun Dafa. For the past 3 months, a group of children from the mountain city of Peshtera, Bulgaria, have been finding peace and confidence in Falun Dafa, an ancient Chinese practice for cultivating the mind and body. The practice consists of 5 meditative exercises and a philosophy based on the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. After seeing Dafa practitioners performing the beautiful exercises at the city center park, these 6 children learned the movements from them and have since become an integral part of the group. It started when one of the children, Ivan, visited the park a few times with his mother. He then brought his friends, who brought their friends. The kids fell in love with the practice of Falun Dafa and with the beautiful origami lotus flower workshops. Every time the practitioners met at their usual time and place, the kids were already there, waiting impatiently. Just like that, their visits became daily. Local practitioner Kalina said, "At first, we demonstrated the exercises and organized lotus origami workshops during which we'd introduce the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Later on, the kids learned each exercise in detail. We did the exercises together and learned more about them from reading the book Falun Gong. During the summer break, the children were eager to go and practice the exercises more often. They were very interested in Chinese language and traditional Chinese culture. They listened carefully to the verses said in Chinese before each exercise and tried to memorize and repeat them. The children didn't always want to do all 5 exercises, so the practitioners made a schedule with days for children's practice only. On those days, the kids requested which exercises to do. The practitioners tried to steer the children's interest toward the moral requirements of Falun Dafa and to guide them in applying these principles in their daily lives. The children have had less available time since the beginning of the school year, but every Saturday they come to the city park for group exercises. They are now bringing other students to the practice site, and their numbers have increased. All of them are aware of the persecution of Falun Gong in China, and most signed a petition calling for its end. One child commented, "It's such a good practice. Everyone should be allowed to do it, and everybody in China should forget they have ever persecuted Falun Dafa followers or had bad intentions toward them."
Medical professor, killing people for organs is below the bottom line. The documentary Hard to Believe was screened at the University of Miami on the evening of November 1st. The documentary shows how the Chinese Communist Party is killing Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. Medical professors at the university are condemning the barbaric practice. Professor Thomas H. Champney of the Department of Cell Biology described forced organ harvesting as a horrific crime beyond human words. He said, "It's ethically incorrect to take someone else's life to provide tissues or organs to somebody else. I think that's the bottom line." He continued, "I feel for the Falun Gong because of what has happened to them. But it's really more than that. It's that you should not take a life to save another. And I think it's important for medical students to be aware of that, to have some exposure to that, so that they understand." Professors Champney and Robert Warren said that they would show the documentary to their students. Hard to Believe was produced by Swoop Films in the United States. The director is 2-time Emmy Award winner Ken Stone. The documentary contains interviews with doctors who participated in forced organ harvesting in the Xinjiang region, as well as medical experts and investigative journalist Ethan Gutman. The interviews shed light on the CCP's crimes of killing Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. Voices of support have surfaced around the world condemning forced organ harvesting in China. The United States House of Representatives passed House Resolution 343 on June 13, 2016, expressing concern regarding persistent and credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience in the People's Republic of China, including from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups.
Forbes article exposes Chinese Communist regime's illegal organ harvesting practice. Forbes magazine published an article by Evelina Ahab titled Organ Harvesting in China and the Many Questions to be Answered on October 16, 2018. In the article, the author stated that the claims that China's communist regime is killing prisoners of conscience, and in particular Falun Gong practitioners, to supply its organ harvest industry are supported by substantial evidence. She stated that organ transplantation is a highly regulated medical procedure, and the World Health Organization has produced a publication to clarify international standards for organ transplantations. The author wrote, for example, Principle 1 requires consent from the donor to organ removal for the purpose of transplantation. Principle 10 requires traceability of organ transplant, and Principle 11 that donation activities be transparent and open to scrutiny. By contrast, organ harvesting is the illegal practice of removing organs from individuals, whether dead or alive, without their consent. The claims of organ harvesting in China are supported by substantial evidence, including the 2016 report, Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, An Update, published by David Kilgore, David Mattis, and Ethan Gutman. The author wrote that research by the authors of the 2016 report highlighted two important issues concerning organ harvesting in China. First, organ harvesting volume in China is larger than identified in the official statistics. The report identifies that while China's official central government's statistics suggest that approximately 10,000 organ transplants take place per year, the numbers may be as high as between 60,000 and 100,000 organ transplants per year. Second, the report suggests that prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong, Uyghurs, Tibetans, and House Christians, became specifically targeted groups for the purpose of organ harvesting. In an oral evidence hearing of the Committee on Foreign Affairs, House of Representatives, Gutman explained how the practice of organ harvesting has been used as a method of persecution against Falun Gong members and to maintain the supply of the demand for human organs, she wrote. The Forbes article also suggested that independent investigations of organ harvesting in China are the first and foremost crucial step and could provide the basis for prosecuting those involved.
Israel, Falun Dafa Family Event. Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in Yarkon Park in Tel Aviv on a Saturday morning in October to present the beauty of Falun Dafa and to let people know how the practice has been persecuted in China since 1999. Yarkon Park, with a lake, river, and water park, is a popular destination for families and large groups, including picnickers, cyclists, scouts, and pedestrians. The practitioners hosted several activities for adults and children of all ages. A table was set up where children could learn to make folded paper lotus flowers, while under the trees on a hill nearby, children could listen to a story about living as a Falun Dafa practitioner. On the grass were young women dressed as celestial maidens dancing to traditional Chinese music. Several practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, while others distributed brochures about Falun Dafa and the persecution in China. No one at the park had expected to see dancers and Falun Dafa practitioners on a Saturday morning. It was a surprise for many, and people stopped to find out more. One of the dancers mentioned how moved she was to see the children gathering around. She said, Children are an honest audience. Some of them imitated our movements, special movements that are taken from traditional Chinese dance. They are gentle movements that require a lot of patience, harmony, and coordination. The children clapped and asked us to continue. Some stood close to us, so we stopped to talk to them. We told them about the importance of being nice to their friends, helping people as much as they can, and staying quiet even when someone annoys them. We told them that our dance expresses the beauty of Falun Dafa. A practitioner told the children afterward about Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and how to incorporate the principles in their lives. They were impressed that someone would pay attention to them and teach them and not expect anything in return. Many children and adults also gathered to make origami paper lotus flowers. Some of the kids who managed to make a complete lotus flower were very pleased with themselves because they had to be determined, patient, and precise for it to come out right. The practitioners helped everyone and answered all of their questions. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.